The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. Face masks have made life a lot more difficult for one part of the population, people with hearing disabilities. They rely on lip reading and watching facial expressions to communicate with people who don't know sign language. But there is a solution. Maxi Moskalkov has the story.
Brenda Schertz leads the American Sign Language program at Cornell University. When the pandemic arrived, she hadn't anticipated that face masks would cause her so many problems. Deaf and mute from birth, Schertz realized everyday conversations with people wearing masks were almost impossible. Like Schertz, over 48 million Americans suffer from full or partial hearing loss and face the same problem.
Communication can be done without speech in many ways by using facial expressions, by using gesturing. And the mask suddenly blocks off that one route of communicating with people who do not use American Sign Language.
This makes a simple trip to a pharmacy or grocery store more difficult for people with hearing impairments. The pharmacist's faces are all covered by masks. Ann McIntosh, full professor at the University of Maryland Global Campus, that is suffering from congenital deafness, has developed a special mask with a transparent plastic window, allowing a person's mouth to be seen. This is the first such mask that has been officially approved by FDA. The idea to make such a mask came to McIntosh many years ago, after she had to have an emergency C-section.
Both the nurse, the attending doctor, the anesthesiologist, and even my husband were all garbed up in surgical scrubs from head to toe, including a mask. And I was not able to lip read or follow along what was being said.
The little transparent window in the mask allows for lip reading and picking up on the person's facial expressions and emotions. Above all, these masks are needed in hospitals. Even before the pandemic, people with hearing impairments faced the problem of understanding doctors. But the current situation made things worse. According to the data provided by the World Health Organization, about 5% of the world's population, some 466 million people, have various forms of hearing impairments and could benefit greatly from masks that allow to see people's faces. Maxim Moskalkov for VOA News, Washington.
Thanks for being with us for Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. Make certain you check voanews.com and all of our digital platforms to stay up to date on what's happening in the world.
That was a program from the Voice of America.